It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello to each and every one of you, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A great place for fun with an affordable price tag as you jump into your brand new side-by-side motorcycle, ATV, UTV, e-bike, scooter, Yamaha golf cart, and maybe even a go-kart. They are in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Nice guy named Mark just bought the place off of my boy Drew, who still works there. You got the same folks that are there, for the most part, that are working there. And get yourself a free bag of popcorn and go check out the fun stuff that you can buy at Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Late start again by about 17 minutes. I've been given a couple more tasks now by the radio station, and these little things, they seem to be consuming me. Plus today I also worked very hard while I was playing my songs on the Insane Asylum to edit up and post to my Patreon the audio versions of last night's Big Fraud Wednesday, which was quite an event. My God, we had so much fun. More on that in a second. But the radio station now, in addition to getting the weather reports ready for the rest of the day, which is part of my duties, I have to do the skiing report. And then I have to go ahead now. The latest thing is I have to record something where I say, hey, join me on the next edition of the Insane Asylum where I'll be. And then I have to like talk about what's coming up in the next show. Now, in this brand of radio that, you know, I'm not going to like do a fucking 15-minute expose interview on the Catholic Church or anything like that. I'm playing music. I'm talking for 40 seconds at a time. So I can't really say, hey, I'm going to be playing great music, and then I'm going to talk a little. So it's just turned into basically me insulting JC. Maureen tries to flatter with, that's what you get for being so awesome. More work piled on. Yeah, work is, I probably shouldn't describe this as work. But honestly, I was really consumed in getting the two pieces of content up and ready to go for Patreon. Now, this is how my day went yesterday, because on the, you know how I post this live stream, I say, all right, occasionally I'll write top story. Well, I actually do have a top story, and that is that it appears that Kelly Cheese is getting a little bit more aggressive in going after your old pal EZ, because she beat my ass yesterday, and I didn't know about it until Ben said to me, even when he said this to me, I didn't know. He goes, hey, avoid listening to the Freeburn Hot Wing Show segment 17 from Tuesday. That's their after radio show podcast. It's like extra content. And he goes, there's something in there that I need to pull, and I need to play that for you, and I want your reaction to be genuine when you hear it on the show. And I said, no problem. So I go, well, it's got to be something big. I wonder if they mentioned me. I thought that to myself. Or the show, or referenced it, because it's pretty much been avoided. There was a couple times Kelly had suggested that, at least once, that about what we do for the past 40 episodes of that show. But no big deal. And as you know, we like to pull clips from that show and then make fun of them, which is outstanding. So we're all set to do that yesterday. He goes, yeah, don't listen. So I go, okay, fine. I noticed, and then he played it for me on the show, and I'm going to play it for you right now. I'm actually going to play the video from their show when they were talking about it. And so, but then when I got done with the show, I noticed that I had gotten an email from Matt H., who is the best friend of Greg's wife's former husband. And, he writes, subject line, Kelly talked about you. EZ, I hope you've already been tipped off, but Kelly Cheese totally acknowledged listening to you on Tuesday, segment 17. And then he says, and that you are clearly under her skin. I don't know about that. I don't want to say what he wrote next, because it kind of tips off what she says, but I... Let's get into it. Let's have some fun. Here you go. It starts off with, it's the very beginning of their segment 17.
Hello, and welcome to segment 17, the second one of this year. Please don't start counting them, I just said to myself. That'd be stupid.
I notice he's got the box of Kleenex for all the crying.
But it's the kind of thing I would start and then feel like I was a slave to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a you thing.
It is.
It's definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, now this starts out with when Ben played it on the Patreon show. Hot Wings takes over here and provides something that is pretty boring. But it's going somewhere. It leads to Kelly just... running my face through a fucking meat grinder.
I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to.
You know the dull men's club stuff where they'll post things that are just sort of ordinary, but
yeah,
kind of interesting, but stupidly interesting?
Yes.
Every one of them sucks me in.
Like, I'm having one of those things. It's not so much that, but it's when you have the excitement over something dull. Like, I couldn't be more excited today that I'm getting my hair cut.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, that's... like, sometimes you just hit that moment where you think, it's too long, And if they cancel this appointment for any reason, I'll be very sad. Because mm-hmm. I have these hairs in the front that just keep falling down because they're so long and heavy and curly. And I go, all right.
By the way, leave it to Hot Wings to start this off with something so painfully mundane. Stop doing that.
Stop it.
If it had been summer, I would have shaved my head this weekend. Like all the way to the bottom. Because I too need a haircut.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of hope for it getting better once I get it cut. It'll just be shorter, stupid. So, not that anyone would be like, wow, he shaved his head. That looks good.
Okay. It's at this point that in her brain, she starts coming up with this take.
That's not something that would happen.
No, but there is an entire podcast that'll find content on whether or not you cut your hair. So go ahead and provide.
It's true. I'm here for it.
Because it's literally all they've got. It's all they've got. It's fine.
Well, let me help them out. I gained some weight over the holidays.
My tooth's still yellow. Let me make a weird noise for you. Fuck you, loser.
Oh, gosh. So many awards.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a lot there. First of all, fuck you, loser is great. That's fantastic. It's quite satisfying to know that this is something that's been discussed in this room. Steve's the only one who doesn't respond to any of this shit. He's just quiet.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of hope for it getting better once I get it cut.
Maitland kind of goes, oh,
be shorter, stupid. Not that anyone would be like, wow, he shaved his head. That looks good. That's not something that would happen.
No, but there is an entire podcast that'll find content on whether or not you cut your hair. So go ahead and provide.
It's true. I'm here for it.
Because it's literally all they've got. It's fine.
Well, let me help him out. I gained some weight over the holidays.
My tooth's still yellow. Let me make a weird noise for you. Fuck you, loser.
Okay, that's great. And I don't think, I was talking about this with Ben, I don't think we ever really beat her up over the yellow tooth thing. The noise is for sure. I'll get to that in a second. But Ben and I talk quite extensively about this, more than I'm just doing right here because I'm fucking by myself, so I don't know what the fuck. But we couldn't figure out what the fuck Freebeer was doing here when he says this.
Oh, gosh. So many awards.
Yeah. So many awards. What? I've been racking my brain about so many awards. Weird. I don't know. Amy says, oh, this bothers her for real. Otherwise, she wouldn't bring it up. Yoda World says she's trying to normalize it and seeking approval. Yeah, hard for me to say. Maureen says, has Freebird Hot Wings gotten an award for something? I don't know. It was something to behold. And if you check it out on Patreon, that's the first time I'm hearing it, because I did, as Ben suggested, and avoided it. So when he plays it, to me yesterday, that was the very, very first time. And we said a lot of other things, and, I even went ahead and because she's talking about me making fun of her for making a funny noise. Yes, that is true, but listen to what she does.
Costa Rica.
He's so cute. Oh, they love you so much. They kiss the color out of you.
Cream cheese. Okay.
Now, those are all real, genuine moments that happen. But that's not why we do Who Are These Freebeers. If she just made funny noises, we would just occasionally play funny noises. But you can't do a whole show on that. It's impossible. In the latest edition of Who Are These Freebeers, titled Kelly Cheese from the Top Rope, episode 40, Here's what we parked on. I wrote, no hyperbole. The gang discussed their favorite colors. That happened. Freebear got super pissed at Hot Wings. Hot Wings was shot out of a cannon with his first hot take of 2025. 2025 is bringing in a new game. Boredom has never been so edgy with the inaugural edition of the game Penis Rectum Vagina. And then the last thing I wrote was Kelly Cheese is fed up with Easy's nonsense and finally ripped him a new one. I'm glad she did. She's the only one that has enough I don't give a fuck to actually do it. And I like that, actually. It's not the smartest thing to do, but she reminds me of me. She lets her emotions get in the way of decision-making. I do that all the time. When you acknowledge to me that you're well aware and it's annoying you or you're commenting about it or you're lashing out in some way, that really validates something like this loser would do. And that is fucking great. Linda says you should add her saying, let me make a funny noise for you as the intro for that mashup. Oh, okay. So she says, here, let me make a funny noise for you. And then all of a sudden.
Costa Rica.
He's so cute. Oh, they love you so much. They kiss the color of you.
Green cheese. Okay.
Cole says, is one of the easy listeners sending her clips or does she listen every day? No, I doubt it. But what I do is I'll take a short clip from each edition of Who Are These Freebeers? And I will make it available on my free platform. You know, 5-minute clip just to get somebody like, oh, wow. And then I encourage them to go to the Patreon and sign up free and try it out for 7 days and see if they want it. And then if they like it, they can pay me for it. That's how that works. So maybe she's been listening to those free clips. I don't know. Tyler says, I'm not sure why she should be getting so upset. EZ has literally said she's the only talent on the show. And I still believe that. As everybody knows, I have rhino skin. There's nothing that any of those people could ever say or do to me that would ever offend me. In fact, there's no one that exists on the earth that could ever make me go, oh, you know, it just doesn't happen. So, you know, whatever. I don't have a problem with her jumping in and doing that. I give her, I've always respected her. I give her the utmost respect. It isn't her fault that the show is what it is. I really don't believe that. She does her best to try to make it entertaining. And she's going to say those things that stir the pot, which is a plus. And if you have someone on a show, and I don't know if she realizes this, because I think she takes to heart all those people that hate on her. And there are a lot. That happens when you're in the role that she's in or you have the ability to do what she has the ability to do. When I did that, half the audience hated my guts. And then the other half was like, no, I love it. You got to have that. And that's her now. But what she does is she takes to heart what the half that hates her says about her. The only reason why I know that is because of talking to Ross, that it really bothers her. So don't let it, you know, it's not your fault that the show is what it is. You've helped the show. Granted, you make fucking funny noises, but whatever. Greg is the one who works extremely hard at pile driving this show into the ground by making the least effort possible to make it an enjoyable show. There's no question. Linda says you should invite Ross to be a special guest on Ben and Eric someday. way ahead of you. He is a very private man, and that's not really something he's into. And he said that his mother would beat his ass if he made a spectacle of himself on this show. So I backed off of that. I mean, I don't know what happened between him and Miss Cheese there, but it couldn't have been good if you're married one day and the next day you're fucking 10 states away. God knows. He's never shared that with me. I don't ask. I don't even know what fucking state he's in. I don't ask. So I hope she keeps it up. I hope she continues to have that type of nerve. And then we still got to wonder what the fuck Greg's doing. What does he mean, man? He's always, when Greg insults, it's always weak. It's always filled with like, well, he makes you like try to figure out what's going on in his brain. And I'm like, why do you have to be so annoying? Why don't you just say, go fuck yourself? It's so much easier to do. Like her. Fuck you, loser. I mean, that's great. Ben said he felt bad when she said that. He's like, oh, no. I mean, because Ben's like 30% pussy. So that's how that goes. But I'm glad it happened. I'm glad that she got that off of her chest and did it. Because I've had that coming, frankly, for way too long. It's about time that that she did that. When Ben played it for me yesterday, everybody loved it. They were like, oh, my God, that is great. So I think the audience of this show has a newfound respect for Kelly. Banjo thought, well, maybe it's Freebeer talking about getting so many Asshole of the Day awards. Really? I mean, that's a pretty intricate portion of my show. Yeah, I cannot imagine Greg. Greg is really tied up in his mental health right now, and I would guess that listening to this show is not good for that. I mean, he's a fragile dude. I don't think him paying attention to, anything I do is healthy for him. But that's an interesting theory. Corey says he might hate listen. I don't know. And, you know, the idea of that's the only content that is available here, that's been a criticism of me for a long time, that the only thing pertinent I do on this show is to talk. The only reason why I do it is to, try to remain relevant, nonsense like that. It's like, look, first of all, I talk for 15 to 20 hours every fucking week. So, I mean, yeah, there's going to be times that I talk about it, but there is a ton to talk about each and every day. But that's the one thing that actually, I'll admit, it annoys me when people say that. Say, you have absolutely nothing to talk about unless you're talking about them. And that's just shit. Fucking A. But they do make it very easy to talk about them. The temptation is real when, you know, they do a segment about what goes in the fridge. And that's again, all Greg's fault. Greg is the one who's saying, all right, guys, let's do a segment for, I'll give you a condiment, and then you have to guess whether it goes in the fridge or not. Or the great candle recall, or appropriate way to load the dishwasher, all real segments that have happened on that show. Or the game Penis, Rectum, Vagina. I mean, come on. Most of these were brought to light from audience members of my show, listening to their show, and being like, yeah, this happened, EZ.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jeremy says, we've got a full-on fat-a-thon that gets talked about every week. Still on the lookout for Kenny. The cryptic message that he's quitting till the end of the month for some weird reason after he sent me his fat-a-thon weight on Monday. I want you to know that for me personally, the struggle still is real. And this is what I mean by that. It's so easy for me to fall off the wagon. On Tuesday, I ate well. On Wednesday, I ate well. I did the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. During that podcast, I talked about how easy it is to fall off of the wagon. And then I said, in a prophetic way, especially when I get done doing the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, I'm often famished for some reason. And the next thing I know, I'm murdering half a box of sugar cereal. Everybody goes, oh, yeah, wow. And I said, but today I got it under control. Famous last words. You know where this is going. I'm going to get done with the show and I'm going to eat a hard-boiled egg and I'm going to bed. That didn't happen. I went on a rampage, okay? The guy I gave the kidney to, Jeffrey, he sent me a bunch of shit I love, these Middle Eastern pastries that my grandmother used to make me called baklava. And like, oh, my God, straight from the old country, holy shit. And they're loaded. It's just like, you eat it, and it's so full of rich, sugary shit that it just peels the years off your life. And I'm like, then, and listen to this hodgepodge of different foods. I then went to some dried fruit that he also bought me. Why? I don't know. I mean, it was like raisins and dates and shit like that. All kiwi, all dry. Like they're almost like the texture of Starburst, except for the raisins. You can picture what raisins are. But it's all these dried fruits are really good. So then I got done with that. And then I got some of that cheese you get in the tub that is flavored by horseradish. It's like Schuller's or whatever. You got to go with the wheat thins on that deal. I'm just destroying it. Followed up, I went in and I ripped off one of the NFK's Jimmy Dean sausage croissants. Now, this is the same food that I instructed Amanda to throw out. It's in my freezer because it's his. And I go, oh, God, one of those Jimmy Deans would be great now. Next thing I know, that's gone. Now, this is, I'm not done. Then I went and grabbed the Golden Ring. That's right. A box of Pops, formerly known as Sugar Corn Pops. And there was about a third of the box left. That gave me three massive bowls. I think I put away 2,000 calories in one sitting of just that, all that shit. And then I was disgusted with myself. It's the same feeling I get when I jack off. I'm like, what have I done? Linda says you need a pause button. I know. This is what I'm talking about. I was telling you about it yesterday. So then it's time for bed. Just go right to bed. Brush my teeth. Take my my 8,000 medicines that I have to take. Take my Metamucil to blast all that out the next day today. And off to bed. My God. Bob says the NFK is going to call you the N-word if he finds out you ate his Jimmy Deans. This is true. Back to the drawing board today. And I missed yoga yesterday. I was, Pooh Bear says, why do you miss? Well, I'm busy. I spent the whole day doing what I do every day. And then I had to take Benny to the vet. Remember how I said to you that Benny's trip to the vet, that there are no inexpensive trips to the vet. Now, I'm on the hook for $650 to $950 next week for Bruce's dental care. And I informed you yesterday that I can't get Benny's medicine for his kidneys until, you know, like they don't just like say, all right, no matter what, give you a prescription. If they haven't seen the dog in a while, they want to give the dog a well check. So I had been avoiding that. And they go, yeah, you got to bring him in. I go, fuck. I go in there. So then I think I'm in good shape because the tech, she goes, okay, well, you don't need Bordetella and you don't need rabies till 2025. So that's good. But we're going to go with this. We're going to go with that. And we really stress the importance of a Lyme disease vaccine. That's a new thing. Lyme disease is off the charts. If your dog gets Lyme, we just had two come in this week. If your dog gets Lyme disease, they don't get rid of it. It's there for life. I go, well, I have been taking you up on this every single time, so it'd be stupid not to. Absolutely. So we get all this shit, and I'm still thinking it's going to be 2 to 3. Dr. Josh comes in, checks him all out. It's good. Benny's doing great. I'm going to get my medicine. I'm going to get out of there. And they go, all right, time to check out. That'll be $550. I'm like, God damn it! Fuck! It was such a heartbreaker on the day that I went to the lead doc there. This is years ago. And I said, hey, you know, I do so much, spend so much money here. You should be on the podcast. So I should tell everybody how great you guys are. And he's like, huh? Well, no. And I'm like, oh, God damn it, no. Fuck. And I really thought I was going to be in good shape because a couple of the techs come in and they're like, hey, can we come to the hockey game and can you like get us tickets or can we play the games on the ice? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Just text me. I'll hook you up with everything. I'll give you my seats. You'll be on the ice. You'll have a great time. I'm thinking that that's going to win me some type of favor. No, no, we're not advertising. Fuck you. Linda says, do a trade. If I do him a trade, I don't know if I have anything of value enough to do an appropriate trade. I sometimes hate those trades because that takes up valuable time that I could actually put in a sponsor who's paying. I guess it's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. I mean, I get it. All right. So back to the drawing board today. Hopefully be able to get my yoga done. But the interesting thing is I got every day something new. Jackie and Justin, hey, can you drive all the way to Comstock Park and let Cece out, your grand dog? And it comes in on the group chat. Now, there's only one person who can possibly do it, and it's me. So I agree to do it every time. If I'm free, I'll do it. So after the show, I'll go do that. And then Dougie over at Bosco's Pub said, Easy, I might need you on Thursday night. I go, really? What's up? He goes, well, so-and-so's sick, so we might need you. So I don't know. I'm hoping to get the yoga in. I love yoga so much. It is, nothing makes you feel, it's weird because you're relaxed, but you're sweating like hell and your muscles are on fire. When you're in one of those, whatever the fuck they're called, moving assonances, I think that's the word. I'm probably getting it wrong. And you're in like a deep lunge and you're doing some kind of like twist with your arm in the air and you're holding that while you're breathing deep. And oh, God, is it a killer? Highly recommend. Highly recommend. P90X yoga. I am KO says, I really enjoyed the P90X yoga, except for how long it was. I mean, I hated it, but it's fantastic. Well, you got to understand, there's a warm-up, then the moving assonances, then the balance postures, then you're going to stretch, and then you're going to do yoga belly seven, which is another fucking bitch. All right. For those of you that are enjoying the show on Facebook, I'm letting you go. You're like, what? I'm just having a good time. Head over to Facebook. God damn it. What an idiot. Head over to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. And follow me there. Subscribe and enjoy the rest of the show. You can also download the Twitch app. And then search out Eric Zane Live and watch the rest of the show. It'll let you know when I go live. There you go. Chris says, for those of you on Facebook, get fucked, but follow me on Twitch. Chris says, may not have time for yoga, but has time for 5,670 calories. Come on, Jocko. I know. All right, and then, of course, Patreon. Get it free for 7 days, patreon.com/Eric Zane, where you can check out the only thing I get content from, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Everybody knows that. Everybody's talking about that. You can get 7 days free, patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox as well, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. So fantastic. The open and live stream brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. with Mario. From anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Reach out. Mario will put you right on his radar and roll out the red carpet for you, especially the first-time home buyer. That's a tricky situation to be in. You've got a ton of questions. You're scared to death about a mortgage. Don't be scared. Mario will help you every step of the way. 231-332-6505. Please call and mention me. Forge 3D, one of my newest sponsors, absolutely outstanding. Let's say you're like me and you got shit all over the house that's busted. God, I wish I could remake this part. Forge 3D can. They can do anything. They can print you anything at Forge 3D. Sensory toys, fidgets, and games. Detroit Lions merch. Put a Lions logo on anything. Actually, any professional sports team or college team for that matter. Dragons, dinosaurs, almost any animal that you can think of. In the workplace, while you're sitting there building a big fucking part at the dye shop and you're just looking at an image on a screen, how about having the actual image in miniature printed on a 3D printer? Forge 3D does all of these things. Head to their website, Forge3DLLC.com. You can find them on Facebook as well at Forge3D. Call or text Tim, the CEO's phone number, 616-667-7937. That's 616-667-7937. Nothing is beyond their expertise at Forge3D. For those of you that love to partake in cannabis, get all your cannabis products at the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. They have everything. And it's a beautifully clean, fantastic shop, trained professionals, staffed by a working pharmacist. Shawnee is a pharmacist by trade. That's what she went to school for, and that's what she was doing before her and her husband, Matt, decided, hey, let's try this business on the side, and now this is their number one thing. So she can answer all of your canna curious questions that you may have at the Green Medicine Shop. They are Michigan's newest recreational facility. They also supply you with medicinal cannabis, if that's what you're into, 18 to 21 with a med card. And you can get the med card very simply by going to their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. They're in Greenville, Michigan. So if you're in Greenville or the surrounding areas, or maybe you're far away, make a trip, pick up your 10 ounces and go home to the Green Medicine Shop online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Maureen says, I have no balance anymore. I'd be falling over constantly. You adapt. You can, if you can barely get your foot off the ground, if that's all it is, then that's all it is. Over time, you will improve. I don't know if I can lecture anybody today about anything exercise or eating after the admission I just gave you about the feeding frenzy I went on last night just before bedtime. My God. God, was that intense. Corey says, well, not much usually, but this time he says balance is just one part of yoga. There's a lot more other stuff that's not balance-based. Becca says, all those calories just sitting there. Okay, look, this is a judgment-free zone, okay? We help each other here. My God. Okay. Easy, gonna take a tinkle. I'll be right back. Sit tight, talk amongst yourselves, have fun, and I will join you momentarily. Embarrassing. My God, did not have the song set on repeat. What an asshole. Cold as hell today. North of the hard living line, it was a minus 11 degrees. Holy shit. I mean, that's like, that's ridiculously painful. Holy shit. It's not warm yet. Where I'm at, which is well south of the hard living line, it's 18. Why am I talking to you about that? Because it's fucking cold. Because it was minus 11. Jesus. So a lot of talk about the Lions, and honestly, there's a lot of variables that could make it that if the Lions don't win the Super Bowl this year, they immediately start behind the eight ball because of what they're going to have to replace. There's a very, very good chance that the two coaches, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, are gone. This Aaron Glenn, they're saying that he could be in New Orleans. That would be awesome. I'd be happy for him. But God damn it, that's not good. And then the dude, Ben Johnson, they're talking about him heading out too. But now I'm also seeing that he might not. He might just stay put. And there's also talk of Chris Spielman, who I'm not even sure what his role is. I think he's some type of advisor to the team, Chris Spielman. And he's the one who helped get Dan Campbell in place as a coach and those types of fucking decisions being made, I should say. So if that's the case, that's a bummer for the Lions, because who knows what the fuck is going to happen with whoever else that they get in there. But I'm really excited. No idea yet as to who they're going to play in this game. I like the fact that they're off. Honestly, they stress me out so much, the games, that it is a welcome sight to not have to be in front of the TV or listening to the radio and freaking out this weekend. I'm actually relieved about that. And there is, the end is in sight. And I've said this before. I said this on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If they don't win at all, I'm still very, very happy. In fact, if they lose this next game, I'm like, I don't care. I just don't fucking care, because I know they're great. They had an outstanding year, and they should be very, very proud. And I am still saying, of course, that they will lose the first playoff game, one and done. Ever since I started commenting that they are losers and going to lose, they have not lost. I'm going to bring in our friend Kyle, who owns a company that used to market themselves here on the show.
Bags, Dad.
Oh, my God. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Doug?
Never better. You know, I said last week the Lions were going to lose again, and they keep winning every time I do that.
Yeah. I know, dude. I was like, it's not good, dude. That was a fucking game right there, dude.
I was sweating that, man. I really was. And then when they started to pull away, I was like, what the fuck? This is incredible.
I know, dude. Yeah, I thought it was going to be close, dude, but we fucked them up. And, I like that, because that's usually what I think we're going to do. I was like, yeah, we're going to fuck them up. And I thought it was going to be close, and we fucked them up, dude, and that's all I need, dude.
I didn't expect Anzalone to be as good as he was.
Yeah, you know, you never know how much you miss a guy, you know what I mean? And, he was in there doing exactly what he needed to do, and, yeah, it was fucking sick. I feel good about that going into the playoffs, baby.
I do, too. I don't think they can lose to anybody. I think they're going to beat the shit out of everyone now.
Wouldn't that be sick? Eric Zane, that'd be such a sick postseason run, dude.
Yeah, I this is so strange to me. So strange. To anyone, I mean, who's ever followed the team, you have to go back so far, this unbelievable level of success, and to think where we came from, because when they hired Campbell, nobody believed the biting the kneecaps thing. Everybody laughed in his face about that.
I know. Yeah. And and we're fucking biting them kneecaps, dude. It's beautiful. It truly is beautiful to, like, you're right. Like, we were laughing stock, I guess is the way to say it. We were laughing stock for so long. And, like, people were like, yeah, Lions will never turn it around, dude. And we freaking turned it around. It feels cool to be here, dude.
Right. And never before has someone who appears to be so stupid as Dan Campbell has been so successful.
No, Yeah, Dan Campbell's just like, he's just like me, dude. He just sounds stupid, but he's just doing some things out there.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.